USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the U.S. passes 11 million coronavirus cases, several states are enacting tougher restrictions trying to control outbreaks, with many questioning if the entire nation should adopt that strategy. Dr. Anthony Fauci doesn't believe we're headed for a national lockdown. The director of the Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that the restrictions will likely continue to happen strictly on the local and state level.
We're not going to get a national lockdown. I think that's very clear, but I think what we're going to start seeing in the local levels, be they governors or mayors or people at the local level, will do, as you said, very surgical type of restrictions, which are the functional equivalent of a local lockdown. But we're not going to have a national lockdown.
More than 150,000 new cases were reported on Sunday alone, adding up to 1 million new cases over the last week. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
In the Caribbean Sea, Iota is now a Category 2 hurricane as it approaches Central America. Forecasters say it will continue to strengthen into a major Category 4 storm. Hurricane warnings are in effect all along the eastern coast of Nicaragua and northeastern coast of Honduras. Iota is expected to make landfall Monday night in northeastern Nicaragua and eastern Honduras, two areas still reeling from the impact of Hurricane Eta just 2 weeks ago.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
4 astronauts are on their way to the International Space Station after lifting off Sunday in a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. It's the first SpaceX mission with a fully manned crew, taking them for a 6-month stay aboard the ISS. Crew member Victor Glover will become the first black astronaut to live on the ISS for an extended period of time. The Crew Dragon capsule is now in Earth's orbit and is scheduled to dock with the ISS late Monday night. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A growing number of Americans are looking to their retirement accounts to help them get through the pandemic financially. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The average American reportedly has been dipping into their retirement funds to stay afloat in these tough times. The typical investor pulled out $12,000, CNBC reported, citing company data. About 4.5%, or 187,000 investors of Vanguard 401ks, took a distribution. A coronavirus distribution is available to about 4.2 million 401k customers. The CARES Act allows 401ks and other retirement savers to withdraw up to $100,000 through December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Peru's new president has stepped down after 5 days in office. Manuel Merino assumed the office after the Peruvian Congress removed Martin Vizcarra Monday night after accusing him of accepting bribes. His removal set off a week of protests across the country that peaked Saturday night when two protesters were killed by police. Most of Merino's cabinet resigned Sunday, prompting him to step down as well. And the University of South Carolina has fired their head football coach, Will Muschamp, with 3 games remaining in their season. Muschamp went 28-30 in his 5 seasons in Columbia, notching more wins in his first 3 seasons than any other South Carolina coach. But the Gamecocks are 2-5 this season after a 4-8 campaign last year. Offensive coordinator Mike Bobo will serve as interim coach for the remainder of the season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.